I-Ukraine iphiwa izikhali, ayiphiwa imali. Imali iyareliswa and eningi yakhona iya kuma-contractors lamakampani and imali yakhona eningi ihlala khonapha e-America. And it's part of what okwenza i-economy ibe ngaka, ama-arms manufacturers, ama-consultants, konke lokho. Le-news lani abentatheli. Imali liyana izahamba. Labona lama Republican abaku Congress abantu ababafakayo abantu abalama interest ukudliwa kwe-Ukraine ngale e-Russia, mina ngokubona kwami amboni ukuthi it has anything to do with izikhali. Wonke umuntu nje, all military analysts, ungazikhangeli uPutin wathi engakangeni laphana e-Ukraine ama troops, uBiden owatsho wathi solongu asoze ungeni kakhulu uzathatha mbijana. Wonke umuntu wayekwazi ukuthi uzahlephuna. I-Russia is too big, too powerful and too close, and it has too many abantu abesi-Russian abalesimpathile i-Russia, especially ama-region ona lawana. So ukuhlephuka kwawo, ukuthatha kwe-Russia lokhu, it does not yet signal i-defeat ye-Ukraine. Into evivele isazakala ukuthi lana ama-region kuzaba nzima for Ukraine to hold on to.
Kodwa ngokubona kwakho, ubona begcina bevumelana yini ngodaba lona lolu ukuthi imali ize yethulwe?
Mina ngokubona kwami, mboni ngani imali lana izahamba, mboni ngani izethulwa isebenze. I think okuningi ikhona lokho nje ukuphikisana okukhona, abazama ukuthi i-agenda ka-Joe Biden ingahambi smooth. Kodwa kuyafanana le government shutdown, uhulumende bazamvala kuze kubeni, okusho ukuthi sebefuna i-civil disobedience kuphela. Mina ingcekeza zagcwala ezitedini. Imali ye-Ukraine ingazeli ukuhamba, i-Ukraine kuyamele intshintshe i-strategy. And amboni ukuthi izele ukuhamba, amakampani lawa akade senza ama-commitment lama-contract ama-arms ukuthi azakuthini.